To Trend Pal with me, Lotta Jergelsasson, and my co-host Martin Lindeskog. Hello.
Hello, Lotta.
How are you doing today?
Great, and yourself?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Exciting, it's Monday, a new week ahead.
Yeah.
And this week, as we've been saying before, that we are now interchanging. So some weeks we're talking about current trends, and the other week we're talking about definitions of buzzwords that we use. And we're talking about market shift and how we look at it. It's like that we cultivate new trends, and
Correct.
then we have three legs. It's that we try to include every week. And it's life hacks, it's crowdfunding, and it's ways of unplugging. So, where to start?
Yeah, we could talk about crowdfunding
Yes.
a little bit. And lifehacker.com has an explanation what it is. So, reading from an article here. Is when an inventor, you could say also entrepreneur, we could say, ask the public to fund a project. And that could range from books to application and programs. And then you give money in order to finish the projects. And when it's done, then you get some kind of reward or perks for that. And
Yeah, and that could be in the form of just being mentioned on their website to actually getting to receive the product before they're out in the shops or some other gifts.
And in this post, they had a funny video with Veronica Mars, I think, how they would create a movie and how they could be funded then. And we had talked to, often we find crowdfunding campaigns on Kickstarter and on Indiegogo. But here in Sweden, we have a special one called Funded by Me.
Yeah, but that's not only for Swedish companies, it's
No,
European or
it's European.
international, I
Correct,
suppose.
correct. It's open for the international market.
Yeah. But I suppose crowdfunding, you think Kickstarter and Indiegogo, those are the main, the biggest
Yeah, the
ones.
biggest ones, yeah.
Yeah. And there was a new record on Kickstarter a few weeks ago, which was the new Pebble Time,
Yeah.
which was Pebbles, the watchmaker. They did their second campaign and they hit their target, I think, within an hour or you know, I should look up exactly what time it was, but they were the they made the record of being the quickest
Yeah.
campaign so far to have hit their target. And you know, it was a large target.
And we discussed that a bit if that is a regular crowdfunding campaign because they are already have had one and started and they are established brand and a company. So that's why this crowdfunding concept is pretty broad.
Yeah.
So, will you get a new Pebble watch now? I have heard that you have one on your wrist. What's the time saying now when we have spring forward?
I have changed the time, so it's now actually correct
Yep.
time. I don't know. I am quite happy with the way it is right now, and maybe there will be an iWatch next time. Is it called
Yeah.
iWatch? I always mix
Apple
this
Watch,
Apple
they
Watch,
decided
iPay.
to call
That's
it,
how it
yeah.
is.
But that's not out yet, I think,
No,
but it's getting closer and closer.
yeah. And so for now, I think I'm going to stick with this one. I was tempted actually to put a bid on there, but I never. But how is it going with you? You've put two bids down on
Yeah,
two different projects.
I've joined my first crowdfunding campaigns, and we talked about that last episode. So, and I was planning to do this book project, Rocket Book, because I like to taking notes and so on, and they had some interesting features there. So, and before that, my first one was called Snap Buds or something like that. So keeping your headphones and your cord in place, very
That
nifty thing.
one, I think, is interesting for a like a company point of view as well, because they had a different angle where they actually went out and said, this one you can use as promotional items and put your label, your brand on, etc.
Yeah, so maybe in the future we will have one with Trendpal and we could send out to our listeners and so on.
Because that is truly annoying when you try and pick your phone up, or you pick your phone up and then your headphones are in a big
Mess.
knot.
So you get untangled then.
Yeah.
And talking about that, how would you work in a smart way?
Well, it's interesting because we've been talking a little bit about smart working, and I think that it could be, it's a broad spectrum, but it's everything from maybe cutting down your working week to a 4-hour week because you find these, what to say, like a really efficient way of working. And talking about that, there is a book by Ryan Wayden,
Yeah,
who's called
Rory Wayden,
Rory,
Wayden.
Rory Wayden, who's called Procrastination on Purpose, which is interesting how he's talking about to find the time to actually get the right things done. And as I was saying from the beginning, it's many different areas to find the right smart working environment. And one of them could also be the fact that you might not need an office all the time, that you have this sharing office or you have like a working hub, which is something that that we use occasionally. When we meet up in Gothenburg, called eHive,
Yeah,
and
it's in
they've got
Ohio.
a Startup Monday where you can come and work, or you can hire an office on short-term basis with them as well. This is all local in Gothenburg, but this is, it's not a new thing as such. It's just I think that it's becoming more and more acceptable for, self-employed, and also by companies, that it's okay for your employees to choose their environment, that they don't have to be working stationary at their desk all the time. I think it's more important that they're efficient and get their work done, and it doesn't really matter where they do it, as long as they do it.
Yeah, and I agree with that. And that he had a concept there called multiplier of time. So that's why you could procrastination on certain things if you see that other things will so-called make your more time or get you more time. I mean, we have the time that we have, but getting more time in the future. And it was funny that we could explain to our listeners that we use a tool here called Trello with show notes and things to reminders and so on during the program, and you had put up this for some weeks ago, and then the other day I listened to Stitcher, and it was a podcast called Marketplace, and then it was an interview with Rory, and I got an aha moment and said, ah, I recognize this from other getting things done and productivity tools and ideas, and then you had put that ahead in the notes, so that was pretty funny.
Yeah. Well, I think we're coming up to the end of our time
Yep.
this week. So, with that, don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Our handle there is TrendPal. And hopefully, we catch up again next week.
Yeah, and shout out to Orderland web hosting because now we have our own domain, trendpal.nu.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, see you next week.
Cheerio.
Cheerio.